Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Being now out of the Illinois gubernatorial, we are into a Chicago mayoral, like out of a pot into a fire. 17 candidates for mayor. 17 candidates who are now spending more than $1 million just to get themselves known as candidates. And I'll bet you can't name even half of them. Brown, Chico, Lightfoot, McCarthy, Mendoza, Preckwinkle, Vallis, Enya, Green, Griffin, Joyce, Kelly, Kozler, Ronnie, Walls, and Wilson. That's Willie Wilson, the candidate being excoriated by his opponents and much of the media for giving his own money to people who cannot afford to pay property taxes or to buy groceries. Willie Wilson says if he's elected mayor, he will abolish the Chicago bag tax so that poor people won't have to pay for shopping bags to carry their groceries home. And he says when casinos and recreational marijuana come to Chicago, he will commit 15% of tax revenue to property tax relief and to students who cannot afford to go to college. And he says Chicago is planning to spend $8 billion to upgrade O'Hare Airport and the Riverwalk. But when he's mayor, Chicago will spend at least one of the $8 billion creating contracts and jobs in poor neighborhoods. And he says if government can bail out bankers in New York and automakers in Detroit, it can bail out teachers and librarians in Chicago. Sounds good, those things. Makes me think how good it would sound if all the candidates for mayor were saying what Willie Wilson's been saying. I'm Walter Jacobson, and that's my perspective. For more, visit WGNradio.com or download the WGN Radio app.